talking with Farrell Brown. So to start, you have like the coolest first name ever, be it ancient Egyptian rulers. Where does that name come from? I mean, it's so unique.
All my dad, he named all his kids with royal names, and I lucked up with Pharaoh. So we got like Benjamin, Prince Michael, and then me, Pharaoh.
Very interesting. So Brush High School, Lyndhurst, Ohio. For anybody that doesn't know, sports-wise, American League Cy Young winner from 1980, Steve Stone went there. We always hear Texas, Florida, how high school football crazy they are. But the Ohioans take their high school football pretty seriously too, don't they?
Yeah, Ohio is real big. That's where all the big linemen come from. Look at the Big Ten, where the big boys are. So, yeah, the Midwest, it's not kind of like Texas, but it's real big.
Lyndhurst, Ohio, where is that? And are they just completely nuts about high school and college football there as well?
So it's like two cities, South Euclid, Lyndhurst, that combines. Probably about 7 minutes, 10 minutes outside of Cleveland.
Oh.
Not too far. And actually, football wasn't – we were pretty terrible. When I transferred there, they was 0-9 the season before.
Right.
And we got a new coaching staff and kind of switched it around. My senior year, I think we went like 6-4. So we had Roy Hall went to Ohio State.
Right, oh, sure.
Again, so but it was me and him that probably the best people to come out of.
The 1-2 punch. So you not only played offense and defense for the Arcs, but you were a really good basketball player, first team All-Conference. When it came time, when you were done with high school, was there any consideration? Did you think about it? Did you get looks as a hooper?
I was actually first team All-State my senior year.
Right.
Basketball was always my first love. I had a lot of mid-major offers, but I kind of knew, my coach told me, I was 6'6", so I was kind of average on the basketball court.
Right.
And I could shoot, but I really couldn't dribble. And at 6'6", you got to be able to dribble. And right. Football was kind of unheard of, so took the football route.
Would I be safe to assume you're a big Cavs fan and you're pretty psyched about what happened
June? Huge Cavs fan.
You've been to the Q many times?
Yeah.
Awesome. So being from there, Big Ten, you know, Buckeyes close by. What was so attractive that you decided, you know, you're going to move west and become a Duck?
I kind of went rogue starting out of high school. I committed to Michigan under Brady Hoke.
Oh.
And, so that was funny when Coach Hoke came out here. So after that, Coach Oz was coming, and I was playing defensive end. Like you said, I never had played tight end. And Coach Oz was like, you're a tight end. And I'm like, never played tight end. Then he came to my high school like 10 times and kept saying, you're a tight end. And after I switched my senior year and started catching touchdowns, it was much funner than playing on defense.
So when Coach Helf hired Coach Hoke, were you like, well, this might be a little awkward? What was that first meeting like?
I did think about it. Coach Hoke coached a lot of my friends at Michigan, so we talked, and he was asking me why did I decommit and stuff. But Coach Hoke's a great guy. We got a good relationship, so it wasn't that awkward.
I know everybody wants to talk to you about the injury, but when did you get to a point where you're like, wow, the worst is actually behind me. I'm going to play football again.
I think I got to that point once I started my rehab process and set my goals and knew where I wanted to go and just backtrack from there.
All right. I read that you had a lot more to do than just rehab. I mean, that's the physical nature. A lot of people, you know, fans think about, when's he going to get back on the field? When are we going to see 85? But you also had to get caught up academically, right? That must have been pretty tough as well.
Yeah, it was pretty tough, but I managed to knock it out, graduated. So that's a real big time. But it was hard. It took a lot of mental toughness and just focus. And just having to really just focus and time management was really big.
Now, well, obviously, you've been here a couple years. So with a final thought, then you make me, I'm like twice your age plus 10. As you look around spring practice today, how do you feel about kind of the speed and overall talent level you've got on this offense?
We actually have a lot of talent. It's kind of funny looking at, like, we got a young tight end, Cam McCormick. It was his first practice today.
Right.
And me and Coach Charles was joking around, like, that's how you was 5 years ago. So a lot of young guys like, man, it's going so fast. And I'm kind of out there like, it's really slow. And, you know what I mean? It's not as fast to me as it to them. And So it's just fun just seeing everybody. And like you said, we have a lot of talent, skills, positions, and it's great seeing everybody compete.
That's all right. Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time to stop by. It's Thank good you. To see you healthy
appreciate
again.
It.
Stay healthy and have a great year.
That will do.
Thanks, Barrow.
Thank you, Steve.